Though I'm an employee of Ronald Blue Trust, Talking Money represents my individual views and not those of my employer or any sponsor of the program. During the program, I may discuss market trends as well as specific financial planning techniques and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations to any individual or organization. Work with your attorney or accounting or investment professional for specific individual advice and services. Any securities or investment products discussed on Talking Money are not insured by the FDIC, are not a deposit or other obligation of or guaranteed by any bank, and are subject to investment risks, including possible loss of principal amount invested. And good morning and welcome to another edition of Talking Money. This is Certified Financial Planner Mike Miller, your host for today. Glad to have you with us. Last week, we had a special replay of our Everyday Stewart interview with Scott Clark. So that gave you some information about the types of individuals that we work with that don't have $1 million or more, like our private wealth division takes care of. So a lot of options that now that we're with, that Plan First has merged with Ronald Blue Trust that we have access to. So we want you to take advantage of that. Of course, if you missed that interview and you want to learn more about our hourly fee offering, as well as the offering we have for individuals who don't have, like I said, $1 million, maybe it's 100,000, maybe it's 300,000, 400,000. You want a good resource to rely on to help you with that financial planning and or investment management. We have that option for us. Always go to talkingmoneyradio.com. So no spaces. It's not cap sensitive. Just talkingmoneyradio.com will get you to the previous shows that we've had for many years. But especially last week, if you missed last week, my interview with Scott Clark on the Everyday Stewart division. I wanted to make you aware of also, we have some very unique, I think, opportunities and offerings and services for those who have been fortunate and have been blessed to have over $1 million. And we have an event coming up a week from Thursday. It's primarily designed for individuals with $5 million and up of investable assets, as well as business owners. There's and people who are interested in setting up trusts. So we have three speakers coming for us on October 17th. It's just like a long lunch, 11:30 to 1:30. We're holding at the Greenville Country Club, so we are limited in space in what we have. We're, I think, over halfway to the limit. So you'd want to contact us sooner rather than later if you want to make sure you got in on this particular event. Three people coming. Nick Stonestreet, who has been on my show several times. He's the CEO of and Chief Investment Officer, Chairman of the Board of Thrivent Trust Company and Ronald Blue Trust Company. So he's, like I said, been on several times before. He's going to be talking about a very interesting subject, values. So transferring your values and valuables well. So it's not just wanting to transfer your valuables, but also transferring your values at the same time. That'll be an interesting talk. And the other one is Chris Allen. So he's a senior business consulting advisor with Ronald Blue Trust in the business consulting division. His topic is going to be for businesses. So how the healthiest companies are impacting future generations by intentionally developing organizational, leadership, and relational clarity in their business. So what I asked him to talk about really was, how do you instill your current culture and your processes and your leadership into the next generation that's going to come behind you? How do you make sure that your company is indeed going to be a 50, 100-year-old company? How do you do that? So Chris Allen's going to be talking about that, formerly with Movement Mortgage, did a wonderful job helping Movement Mortgage grow and expand into many new markets. But he's on the culture side, not the actual business valuation and business succession planning side. But what he does helps you with that business succession. Very, very unusual topic and excellent topic for those of you who are business owners. Third speaker is Buck Wiley. So Ronald Blue Trust has had a relationship with Buck Wiley, who's the managing director of the private wealth advisor and with the private bank with Merrill Lynch. So he's been working with Ronald Blue Advisors for quite some time, and that's where the $5 million limit. So the if you have $5 million or more, there's private equity, there's other things that you have available to you that the average person, the average Joe, just doesn't have. And that's just common sense. So his topic is wealth. How high net worth families are using private investments to manage volatility and generate income. So even when somebody has more than $5 million and you're thinking, why are they worried about losing anything? Because they have so much, they could lose a good bit and still be okay. Well, when you get that level, though, you're still wanting to manage your risk, manage the volatility. You want to keep what you have, and you want to generate good income out of it. You're not necessarily interested in growing it a lot more, but you do want to generate good income out of it. And there's a lot of tax strategies you can use on the stock side. And then some private equity and some other private debt that you can use to help with the income side. So those are the three speakers. It's coming up on October 17th. So you'll want to just call the office at 800-588-7526, 800-588-PLAN-7526. Or you can just call, if you're the 864 number, just call 233-7405. And you can even call this weekend and just the main number, extension 10, you can go ahead and leave a message with your name, email address would be good, phone number, so that we can send you an official invitation and get you signed up with you and your spouse, you and a business partner. And we've had several business owners that are sending their key people, their chief financial officer and chief operating officer, and one's going to send their chief culture person to have one of those to this event. So I think it's going to be a great event. Short and sweet. We're trying to keep it to where it respects everyone's time but still gives you valuable information. Each of these speakers will talk for about 30 minutes and give some good, valuable things. And, of course, it lets you know the kinds of things that Ronald Blue Trust and Plan First now is a division of and part of the Ronald Blue Trust family have available to us to help all different kinds of clients. So we hope you will think about signing up for that event. Once again, the number 233-7405 if you are in the 864 area code or 800-588-7526. You can call that number. Of course, you can always go to the talkingmoneyradio.com and contact, click on the contact page, and that'll set you up an email. That'll come right to us as well. If you want to just send a quick email, that works too. So I get often get asked, you know, why do Talking Money? I'm finishing up my 13th year coming up pretty soon. Hard to believe it's been that long since Talking Money started back in the January of 2007. So it goes back a little ways. And so why do that? Every Saturday, just about every Saturday, live and trying to answer questions from listeners to try to help you be a better steward, a better buyer, a more informed purchaser of things that you buy, so that even if you buy something, even the way I talk about annuities, if you buy an annuity, you at least bought it with your eyes wide open. You knew exactly what you were getting. You weren't going to be surprised later. That's the kind of things I want to do. But there's I'm going to just say it's a saying. I'll tell you where it comes from. You may be able to tell just by the way it's worded. But we have in Ronald Blue Trust, there are a lot of these little, like, 4x3 cards that have different thoughts on them. And this one I'm looking at, the financial planning philosophy section, it's under cash flow. So it goes like this. Instruct those who are rich in this present world. And that just means you've got more than you need, which accounts for most Americans. Instruct those who are rich in the present world not to be conceited or fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. Of course, that's a scripture verse from 1 Timothy 6, 17 through 19. And if you read just the second part of this, anybody didn't even believe the Bible, if you just read the second part of this and said, well, that's still a good cause in so much of scripture, it's very practical. We just don't think of it as being necessarily from scripture. But the second part of that says, instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. Who would argue with that? I mean, that's something that we all should be trying to do. But storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. In other words, get the most important things. Let's prioritize your life so you're spending time on the important things, not just earning money, growing your assets, growing your accounts just for the sake of getting it bigger, because you're not going to be taking it with you. So do good. Be rich in good works. Be generous. Ready to share. I think that's good advice for all of us. So I think that's just a good reminder, a little bit of the philosophy that comes from the Ronald Blue Trust Plan First family. All right, we come back from the break. As I've been talking on the promos this week, we're going to be talking about digital, the world of digital estate planning. So there's a lot of things that have happened over the years as we come into this age of passwords and user IDs and all these kind of things. We've all heard stories about people who have someone's passed away and they weren't able to get into their accounts. It was frozen. And so how do you do that? How do you make sure that's taken care of? Well, it's a lot's happened. The more I researched this week, the more I realized I'm definitely not an expert, but I've certainly passed along a lot of good information that I've been able to compile this week from various sources. But it's very important information to make sure you take care of these things, because estate planning is not just drafting a will, power of attorney, trust, living will, living trust, those kind of things. Now, it does have to include those digital assets. So we'll be talking about that. If you got a question or maybe you have a comment as we go into this subject in more detail, the phone number 877-235-9405. That's a text line or phone line, totally free, 877-235-9405. We'll be right back. Talkie Money is brought to you by Ronald Blue Trust. With nationwide trust capabilities, Ronald Blue Trust provides wealth management strategies and trust services based on biblical principles to help clients make wise financial decisions, live generously, and leave a lasting legacy. With over $8 billion of assets under management and advisement and a network of 14 branch offices, including Greenville, Ronald Blue Trust serves over 8,000 clients in all 50 states through four distinct divisions and offers services across the wealth spectrum in these key areas: financial retirement estate planning, investment management and solutions, charitable giving strategies, personal trust and estate settlement, bill paying, family office services, business consulting, and institutional client services. More information about Ronald Blue Trust can be found at ronblue.com. Now back to Talking Money. And more information about the Greenville office of Ronald Blue Trust can be found at the phone number I gave earlier in the show. If you wanted to sign up for our Transferring Value and Valuables workshop on the 17th, is 800-588-7526 is the number. Reach right at the local office of Ronald Blue Trust. And you can always go to ronblue.com/Greenville, and you'll see all of the pictures of our team on there and see our bios and all the great wealth of information and talent and experience that we have in the team right here in Greenville. And then, of course, we have access to all the talent of all the other the teams across the country and the other 13 offices of Ronald Blue Trust and of course, everybody in the main office in Atlanta as well. So it's been refreshing to work with a company that has the same values, Christian worldview that we do, and still is very much desirous in doing things right and being smart about living in this world and how to best navigate the tax laws, the state laws, investments, and so forth. So that's been refreshing. So this week we're talking about digital assets or digital estate planning and making sure, and I'm preaching to myself as well here, because I've got a lot of work to do in this area as well. But I thought, well, I need to know more about it, so I'll study it up and I'll pass it along to you folks. So earlier this year, I had a former church member call me. It's a church, it had been 14, 15 years since I'd been to. But she remembered me, remember what I did. Her husband had recently passed away. And he was a computer person, computer programmer, very much into computers. So there wasn't any question about whether or not he knew about passwords and knew how to get into things. But he's also a very paranoid person, apparently, according to her. And he would set up all kind of firewalls and password protected things so that people couldn't get into his information. Well, unfortunately, as you can see where this is coming, his spouse couldn't either. So when he passed away, he had talked about a life insurance policy that he had owned and that she was going to be okay. It's, you weren't going to have a financial problem because I had this life insurance policy. Well, she couldn't find any information about it. So she's calling me and said, how do I find out information? How do I get into his computer? Do you know somebody that can essentially hack into the computer to find out what's in there? Which is not something that, it's not like, you see on these TV shows where, oh yeah, we can get in here and do all this stuff. This is real world stuff trying to get in. And apparently there was no paper trail. So there weren't any letters, invoices and things like that. And I guess some of that could have been online, but we couldn't find anything. She couldn't find anything. So here we have a computer person who didn't make sure that his loved one, his spouse especially, and maybe he was paranoid and trying to keep her from seeing things too. I don't know, but he did not provide that kind of information to her so that when something happened to him, that she knew how to get in there and do this stuff. And I know it's been a couple years ago, and I think this revised Uniform Fiduciary Access to Digital Assets Act, RUFIDA, they call it, that act took care of a lot of this from an estate planning standpoint. But you, we've all heard and remember those times where even when somebody was trying to find information on somebody's phone to maybe help resolve them or absolve them from criminal wrongdoing, whatever. They weren't allowed, and Apple and them, these places wouldn't release and said, no, we can't give you the information. It's protected. Password protected. You can't get in there and you can't do it. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen to you and us and so forth. So, I've read a number of articles here that has some great research on this. Some were exclusively to financial advisors to help us with clients to make sure this kind of information is stored and listed and have proper access to it. So we want to cover some of those things today. So yeah, technology is great, but it also complicates estate planning. So the things to remember, I say, you know, what are we talking about? What are the digital aspects of your estate plan and what are they? So what are some samples? So you got your emails. So how do you get into those? So somebody want to get into your email account, your social media. So you have Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, all those things. As I think especially things like Facebook and LinkedIn where you want to have information there that you may want to share. But that's not as crucial. Usually it's not financial information that you need to get to and somebody can't access their accounts because that's on there. That's a different kind of digital property that you have it's nice and nice to get into, but maybe not as life-saving or crucial. So what about your computer? That's pretty obvious. Your computer accounts, any cloud accounts. So a lot of accounts that aren't stored on your hard drive, local hard drive into your house or your office, they're stored in the cloud. So does somebody else have access to this? And okay, so you can make lists, and we'll talk about this. You can make lists and set them aside. You can have certain passwords that you use and rotate them around. And if your spouse or your children know those, then maybe they can navigate. But of course, if somebody else finds those, they may be able to navigate all your stuff as well. So there's some ways to get around that. We want to talk about some of those options as well. So your computer accounts, your cloud accounts, and your financial accounts. So you got an account at Fidelity, at Schwab, at your bank. So you got those that you have to access, username, then you have your ID number, your password. So how can somebody else get in there and do it legally? Because just because somebody has your password and user ID number doesn't mean they can legally get into your account. So there are ways to make sure that they're legally allowed to do that. Of course, I don't know how they find out that you are not the person who actually signed in, since you signed in with their account. And I read things about, they say, well, because somebody gave you their password and user ID number doesn't mean that they gave you authority to go in there. Well, I think, really? I mean, why did they give you the password and ID number if they didn't want you to have authority to get in there? But just to be on the safe side, there are some legal ways to do that we'll talk about. And, of course, just about everybody has a smartphone, all the way down to your two-year-olds. Everybody seems to have a smartphone these days, and you've got all the apps that are on there. You got your photos, you got your music. And so some of that may not be there. Again, critical financial stuff that you have to get to so that you can operate and just live because you need to get that money. But boy, wouldn't you like to have the photos and somebody already paid for that downloaded music? So you'd like to have access to that music as well. So all those apps that are on there, you look and see, what are my passwords? What are my user IDs? How do I get on that phone? And even nowadays, just with the access to the phone itself. Yeah, because obviously, at least my phone, you have that face ID. So you hold it up and the phone recognizes your face and then it lets you in. And if it doesn't recognize your face, so if my wife picks up my phone and of course it doesn't recognize her face as mine, she knows the code to get in there to get into the phone. Do you know that for your spouse? Do you know that for your kids that aren't living at home? You have single kids. Can you get into their phone? Do they want you to get into the phone? The kids may not want you to get into their phone. But you can always ask and see. But how safe they want to be for those kinds of things. And then things like your medical records. So MyChart. So you got a MyChart for St. Francis Hospital here in Greenville. You got MyChart for Prisma Health, the old Greenville Hospital System, we can still call it. It's hard to change names for something like that. But all that to say, okay, that's all some medical information. Maybe I even need that medical information. Somebody's in the hospital, and maybe you're someplace else, and they don't have access to those records. You'd like to have access to those records as well. So you have all those things that are part of, and many more I'm sure you can think of, that are part of the digital aspects of your estate plan. And so you want to make sure that somebody has access to it, the right person has access to it. The one you want to have access to it is the one that is getting that access. So one of the first things to do, and we'll of course expand on this a lot more after the break, is to create an inventory. So how do you create an inventory, and how do you make sure that the inventory is only accessible to the people you want to be accessible to? I even reached out to one of our computer gurus down at the home office, the national office at Ronald Blue Trust, and I asked him for some of the different services that are available that you can use either free and on your hard drive, or they're in the cloud, so they're offline that you can use. And we're going to go over those to give you the names of these different firms, the ones he suggested that he thinks are good, depending on whether or not you like the information just on your local hard drive, or if you don't, which means you can only access it when you access that hard drive, or if you don't mind it being in the cloud, which means you could access it from anywhere you were, from your phone, from other places. You can access it from another computer because you'd have the right passwords and things to get into it. And there's some other security issues even with that, but you have to be careful. So create an inventory, and then where to put that inventory, how do you hide it, how do you keep it where it needs to be so that the right people know how to get it. That's what we want to talk about after the break. 877-235-9405 is the phone line, text line. So if you've had some experience with one of these services and you want to pass that on, send me a quick text, 877-235-9405, or give us a call even during the break, and we'll be sure to queue you up and get ready for the next segment of Talking Money. We'll be right back. Ronald Blue Trust is pleased to sponsor Talking Money. Ronald Blue Trust has four distinct divisions that work with clients across the wealth spectrum: private wealth, everyday steward, family office, and the professional athlete division. The company's largest division, private wealth, is designed to provide financial guidance for clients with an investable net worth of $1 million or higher. Private wealth advisors can provide advice in many areas, including managing cash flow, growing assets while decreasing debt, overseeing investment portfolios, developing tax-efficient estate and strategic giving plans, and utilizing trust services if needed, all with the big picture in view. The Private Wealth Division has 14 branch offices across the United States, including Greenville. For more information on Ronald Blue Trust branch offices and the advisors serving there, please visit www.ronblue.com. Now back to Talking Money. And another reminder, if you want to get in touch with us in the Greenville office, that's 800-588-PLAN or 7526, 800-588-PLAN. Gets you right to the Greenville office of Ronald Blue Trust. And you can speak with me or one of our other advisors and see if what we do might be a good fit for you. You can also go to ronblue.com/Greenville. Gets you right to our page on the ronblue.com website. So I'd like to hear from you, 877-235-9405, for two reasons. One, if you have had a situation, you've had a a spouse or a family member who passed away or got disabled or something, and you wanted to get access to their information, get passwords, help pay their bills, help do things, and even with the power of attorney, you couldn't get into some of these things, or you just had an experience that you'd like to share with the rest of us, we'd love to hear that. Or, and I'm going to go ahead and mention some of these company names. We'll get to them in more detail later, but I want to go ahead and put them out there so that if you've had experience with one of these online companies, that you can share that with us as well. So this comes from our one of our computer guys down in the Ronald Blue Trust main office in Atlanta, Chris. And he's there's two paths. There's password managers. So these are places that you can store your passwords. This does not necessarily give somebody the legal right to get to them, but it does allow you an option and a way to store them with very good security encryption. So the online ones he mentions are LastPass, Dashlane, and Keeper. Those are the three he mentions in here. The ones that were offline, there were two of them. KeePass, that's K-E-E-P-A-S-S, not K-E-Y. So it's K-E-E-Pass, one word. And also Sticky Password. They got that as one word, Sticky Password. And that's a free version. So there's some of these that are free, some of them are not. So if you've had experience with any of those, LastPass, Dashlane, Keeper, or offline KeePass or Sticky Password, I'd like for you to give me a text or give us a call, 877-235-9405. We'd love to hear from you. If we don't hear from anybody, we'll assume, well, we need to have a lot of work to do on trying to use some of these things. So we'd certainly want to be aware of what's available, but we also like to hear from people who have had some experience with them to see if it's really does what they were expecting, if their expectations were met. So a number of articles and research has been done on digital assets in estate planning. So your estate plan, really, I'm getting my wife's and I's redone right now, and we'll make sure that it's got some digital life to it. So the accounts, files, transactions, whatever that's going to allow, give legal authority as the power of attorney or in the will or the living trust to make sure that my spouse and then some as a successor, one of my children, has access to this as they need to be able to carry on and essentially with estate planning. And a lot of times people think of estate planning as, well, that's just to make sure we reduce taxes or eliminate taxes and that kind of thing, or save probate. But really, with the estate exemptions so high now, because you're really talking for a married couple over $24 million that you would have in order to have really an issue with this, at least until 2025 when it may sunset and go back to the old rules. But for now, we've got that window of opportunity for that. But that's not the key to estate planning anymore. The key really is to make sure that your assets get delivered properly to where you want them to be. And that's always been a part of estate planning. And I think the main part of estate planning, doing the tax planning, was just an aside, something that you did because you needed to, because the taxes were there. But ultimately, even that was designed to make sure that as many assets as possible got where you wanted them to go. And you saved as many taxes so the estate would be as large as possible. And you wouldn't have especially business owners wouldn't have a liquidity issue with having to pay some estate taxes by having to sell, especially a privately held company, which can be very difficult. So with the exemptions higher, it certainly eliminates a lot of that, but it still needs to be part of your estate plan. So you want to make sure, we talked about having an inventory. And of course, you want to make sure that you include all of your assets in the inventory. And also don't forget about your automatic managed account. So you've got automatic payments that are coming out, which can be helpful if for the personal representative, if you need to keep paying some of those to keep the electricity on, let's say the power bill is paid automatically. So maybe, yeah, that's good that you, because you may not have thought about it. It's coming out of that bank account that can keep coming out of that bank account. So the lights stay on, the heat stays on, which we haven't needed much lately, but we may need starting tonight, need some heat. Air conditioning's been the choice here for the last how many months or how many years does it feel like that we've needed the air conditioning, not the heat? But it'll come. It's coming soon. It always does. That's the natural cycles of creation and how God put it in place. But there'll be some automatic things you may want to stop. And so you want to make sure someone has access to this. We want to talk a little bit about, hopefully we'll have time, Google and Facebook, and some of those have protocols that they go through as well. So you want to make sure that you create an inventory. So make sure all of your digital assets and accounts are listed there. Include any information about the automatic payments, like I said, from the bank or credit card. Don't forget about the credit cards. IRA accounts and your brokerage accounts. Now, if you have an advisor, like people do that are clients of ours, that's another source. And you sign forms and power of attorney that gives you the authority to speak with the investment advisor, the financial planner, then they can give you a lot of help because we help our surviving clients with a lot of these things too. And it just makes it a lot easier when you've got someone that can help you on your side that can work with the investment part, because that's normally where the money's coming from. That's where the monthly income's coming from. So it helps to have an advisor investment person that knows both the spouses and the children. So we've had a concerted effort in the last number of years to bring the children in. As certain clients especially got older, we want to bring their children in as they visited town, or if they were in town, bring them with them to the meetings that we have. Then get them included. Get them in the loop so they know what's going on. They know us. If that's all they do, even if they don't know the details, and we don't necessarily recommend they know the details, but they at least need to know us so that if something happened, they know who to call. They know to call us. They know we're going to help them through all this process. And you might have a local child who is going to be helping disperse the funds to children who live in different parts of the country. And they're not going to be here because they live in different parts of the country. It's too hard for them to come. But the one child here is going to be responsible for that. And that's where we can really certainly help that a lot. So knowing both the spouses and the children, if possible, is great. So list the name and the web address and any account number for all this inventory. So all the web addresses that you use, what are the account numbers for that? And of course, the typical, the username, you got the personal ID, you got the password. And what happens oftentimes is you do all this stuff, you get the passwords down, and then the company you're working with requires you to change the password. So yes, you have to change the password, but then you forget to go back into your inventory and change the password. So this is a dynamic process. It's not something that's one and done. You never have to worry about it again because some places just require you to change that password. So don't forget to update as they change. Then security questions. So do you know your spouse well enough? This can be one of those game shows where you find out questions about your spouse and you look through the questions that they may ask. And do you know what your spouse would answer? Well, you may not. I've been married for 43 years and I know most of it, but there's still things in there. It's like, oh, well, I didn't even really know that was the case. And we see that happen a lot, especially with some of the types of questions that are kind of oddball questions that they ask. It's like, where'd you come up with that question? But you answer that. So you may need to answer a security question, even if it's you. You know, they ask those security questions from time to time. I get that from my bank. I'll go in there and be in, or maybe I'll go in from a different computer and it'll ask you for some security questions to make sure that you're really authorized to get in there. So who should have access to the inventory and how do you store and save it? So what we've been talking about. So you have the personal representative. This is the person that is what they used to call the executor or executrix. It's now a unisex name called personal representative. The PR, we call it for short. So that's the person that you're going to name in your will that makes sure that your bills are paid and your assets are transferred to the new owners. Go to probate if they need to go to probate. Use the attorney as they need to use the attorney to go to each institution to send them the proper forms and proper identification to know that it's okay to change the name of this account from the deceased person's name to solely the spouse's name. Maybe it was in a joint name before that. We want to put it in the spouse's name. We have to contact each of the providers of the IRAs. We have beneficiary designations. We need to change it to the surviving spouse, decide whether or not to roll it over into the spouse's own IRA or to start taking distributions from the IRA, required minimum distributions, if it's going to be an inherited IRA for each of the kids. Now, somebody has to take care of all that stuff. And so that's the personal representative. So that's somebody you're going to have access to your digital assets, your digital inventory. Spouses is a common one, but some people say, no, I don't want my spouse having access to that. Well, if you don't, then it should be somebody else. a trusted child. And I highlight and capitalize in bold, underlined, trusted. It needs to be somebody you really trust, or another family member that you, same thing, you really trust. And local is great, but if the person you trust is not local, then you ought to go with a person who is not local. But they need to understand that there may need to be some work involved. And they also need to understand that there's a reason why you didn't pick the person locally to do that, because you may find out that you won't find out, but your state will find out that this person who's out of town declines to serve. And then they need to find somebody else. And he says, well, I just use my sister who's in town, or my cousin who's in town. When the deceased person, the dad, whoever it is, chose not to use that person for a reason. But by default, they might get it. So you want to make sure that the person who you are giving that authority to knows to do it. And if not, if they're going to decline, first of all, make sure that they'll accept. But they can still say they'll accept and decline later. That they know who you don't really want and who you would really prefer as a backup. So we'll talk about some password managers, and I'll give you some advice from our computer, from Chris, my computer guy, one of my computer guys that gave us some information. But of course, any thoughts you have on this, or any use that you've had or situation that you've had, we'd love to hear from you. If you can tell us how things went when you had to try to get somebody to stop their Facebook account, or to just access a bank account or access a phone or something like that. If you've had some experience with that, we'd love to hear from you. 877-235-9405. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Ronald Blue Trust is pleased to sponsor Talking Money. Ronald Blue Trust has four distinct divisions that work with clients across the wealth spectrum. The Everyday Stewart Division clients typically range from those getting started to those with an investable net worth ranging from $100,000 to $1 million. For those desiring to utilize objective, biblical principles in their investments, cash flow management, financial planning, including retirement, insurance, tax, and estate, and giving, Ronald Blue Trust Everyday Steward Advisors can serve as their clients' stewardship coaches, so they can focus on living a life of purpose. For more information about Everyday Steward and the other divisions of Ronald Blue Trust, they can be found at ronblue.com. Now, back to Talking Money. We've got about 10 minutes here left in Talking Money today, so glad you've joined us today. This is Certified Financial Planner Mike Miller, your host. And if you want to get more information about the services that Ronald Blue Trust has to offer here in the Greenville office in the upstate of South Carolina, you can always call us at 800-588-PLAN-7526. And if you want to know more about just the Talking Money, and may contact me or ask a question there, go to talkingmoneyradio.com, and you can get all the podcasts there from the radio shows we've done for many, many years on many, many different topics. It's all free, and there's no hidden agenda there. And if you have a question, press on the contact, and you'll be directed to the page, which allows you to type in a question or key in a question to me, so we can answer that at future programs. So the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking about the fear of loss, fear of failure, fear of missing out when it comes to your investments, and how those might could adversely affect how you invest your money, or changes you might make that maybe you shouldn't have made if you had not had those emotions take over your decision-making process. So real quickly here, I want to go over some of these. I mentioned them earlier to see if anyone had any experience with them, and apparently nobody has. Nobody's mentioned them. So this is new information for all of you, or you're too bashful to want or too nervous to try to call in the radio. So we've got several options that Chris tells me about. There's two types of password managers. There's online, like LastPass, Dashlane. You better get your pencil handy. Or just go to TalkingMoneyRadio.com, and we post this week, and you can listen to it again. LastPass, Dashlane, and Keeper. And there's several more, but those are the three he mentions that allow you to access your passwords anywhere, because those are online. So that one's offline, and then KeePass is one he mentioned. That's one that we use in the office. KeePass, so K-E-E, pass, one word, or Sticky Password. There's a free version. So he says offline password managers keep all of your passwords encrypted locally on your computer, so none of your passwords reside on servers belonging to the password managers. These are offline, so this is on your unit. So offline, they can provide additional peace of mind because they can only be accessed by you on the device you store your passwords on. Of course, the downside, he says, is to an offline pass manager is that the passwords would not be accessible anywhere since they reside on only one device. So unless they were on your device and perhaps you could put it on an app, he doesn't indicate whether or not it could be in an app, but if it's an app, of course, you can get it from your phone. So he says Dashlane, LastPass, and Keeper, these are the online versions, all have a free version. We all like free, right? Free with similar features. He says Dashlane has a 50 password storage limit with their free accounts. Well, I don't have more than 50 passwords, so that falls within my reach. If you're looking for a free option with multiple features, he says LastPass and Keeper would be the best options. So these are his opinions. I'm just asking for what his thoughts were. You might have a totally different experience with them. So these are just some suggestions for him. So LastPass, he says, would likely be the best for families who need to organize / share passwords. They have a family plan that would give up to 6 users LastPass access for $48 a year. So they have a Keeper has a family bundle. That's the other provider. But it's much more costly at $120 a year. Still not too bad when you have six users, but $48 a year sounds better. Dashlane only offers individual plans. However, Dashlane does offer encrypted password sharing, even with free accounts. He says for single users, Dashlane appears to have the best features of the 3 password managers. One major feature they provide over the other password managers is a VPN client that can be used for secure browsing when using public Wi-Fi in places like the airport, Starbucks, restaurants, and so forth. So I thought that was fascinating. So he thought about this. I think he's more of a millennial, so he does more of this stuff, especially at Starbucks. But it does have a way that you can access those, because you got to think about it. When you're accessing and putting your password and you're using a free Wi-Fi, that's not encrypted. People can pick up on that stuff. We've had situations where clients has had their information compromised because they were someplace like that and they put their passwords in. Because it was not a secured password, it got taken. Then he says he personally has not used any of the online password managers, so there's no experience with LastPass, Dashlane, or Keeper. He's just given us that option because he prefers, I've used only offline, like KeePass and Sticky Passwords. He wants to keep all of his passwords locally. So all of the online password managers, he says, provide adequate security to minimize the risk of, you never can say eliminate, minimize the risk of data breaches and hacks. My preference is just to keep my passwords on my own device. And if you're primarily using your home device and things, I'm sure that's good advice and keep it. So both KeePass and Sticky Password offer local storage and are easy to use. Sticky Password also offers a premium service as well that will give you similar features as LastPass and other online password managers. So he's suggesting, of course, anybody that writes down their passwords in just a notebook or stores it on a Word, Excel document should really consider using one of these online, offline password managers for the best kind of security. So there's some options for you. If you want to check some of those out and see if they would fit what you're doing, especially some of the free options, it's always nice to have free. So in one of Michael Kitch's article, he talks about the Google and Facebook and some of the things that they do. So Google has what they call inactive account manager, which allows Google users to notify a quote trusted contact and if desired to share information with that contact once an account has been inactive for a certain amount of time. So users can also instruct Google to delete certain information. So they have that inactive account manager, but I'm sure you have to go in there and name who that trusted contact is so that they can be contacted if there's been an inactive account for a while. He says, similarly, Facebook's legacy contact allows users to name someone to look after, they quote unquote, look after their account after they've passed away. Alternatively, users can request that their accounts be permanently deleted. While legacy contacts are not given full access to users' account and are prohibited from activities such as reading messages and removing or changing past posts, they are able to do things such as writing a pinned post for a profile, updating profile pictures and cover photos, and requesting the removal of a user's account. So it would make it a lot easier if somebody did pass away or just didn't want that account anymore or became disabled. got dementia or some other way were incapacitated, somebody else could handle that for you. So he notes that it's important to note that under RUFIDA, the revised version of this government bill, that when individual opts to use a custodian's online tool, so Google, Facebook, they're rendering all other instructions irrelevant, which means it overrides not only the provider's default terms of service, but also the client's own will, trust, power of attorney, or other legal document that might name a person to oversee their digital assets. Thus, even if the client has named an executor or attorney in fact, if that person is different from the person they instructed the custodian to share information with via an online tool, the individual named in the online tool will be granted access, and the individual named in the legal document will not be granted access. So you want to make sure you have some consistency there when you're determining who's going to do what. And there's a whole lot of other information. These multiple pages. I gave you, I guess we could say the cliff notes on this, at least enough to pique your interest to see if it's something that you may want to look into more. And like I said, if you need to get rehashed on the names and some of those things that I mentioned, then of course you can always go to talkingmoneyradio.com. And real quickly, in the last minute and a half we have, just another reminder for this event we have coming up on October 17th called Transferring Value and Valuables, Making Your Wealth, Business, and Values Last for Generations, is what we've entitled this. It's going to be the Greenville Country Club from 11:30 to 1:30. Lunch, of course, is provided. That's on October 17th. It's primarily designed for individuals that have businesses. You're a business owner, and be more than just a single person business owner, probably, to make this a value. Or it's someone with investable assets of $5 million and more, because the type speakers, type topics hit the business owners, the trust situation. If you want to set up a trust and make sure you're thinking of the right kinds of things of transferring your values as well as your valuables well. So Nick Stonestreet is going to talk about that. Chris Allen, with our senior business consulting advisor with Ronald Wood Trust, will be talking about how the healthiest companies are impacting future generations by intentionally developing organizational leadership and relational clarity in their business. He's going to be good. He's got a lot of great experience. You'll enjoy listening to him as a business owner. And then Buck Wiley is with the Merrill Lynch Private Bank that Ronald Blue Trust has used for quite a few years. We'll be talking about the kinds of things that wealthy or high net worth families are using to manage volatility and generate income. All great stuff. Just contact us at 800-588-7526 if you have an interest in that. And great to have you here on Talking Money. Once again, we'll see you next week for the next edition of Talking Money.